This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone.
Good night.
Madman.
Sorry, you are Madman.
I am.
Good night. Yeah, that's better.
I like Madman, though. Good night is a fine name, but on the morning show, that would be very odd. Good night. No, I'd say good morning. It's good night.
Would you spell it with a K? Night.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, I was saying good night to greet those of us who listen at night rather than in the morning or the afternoon or the evening.
You listen at night to this show?
I don't.
Oh, okay. You said us.
Yeah. I said those who listen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't remember what I said, man.
I might be harder. Harder hearing.
Yeah, I thought it was a banana in your pocket.
That's 9, by the way. I don't know if you said that.
Yeah, I'm 9. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hey.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome for the first time.
After
Sorry,
hours.
I headbutted the microphone with the ball cap. That happens.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought I did that.
No, that was me.
Okay, because I maybe hit it with my nose a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for choosing to take time. You know, we only get 24 hours a day.
You do. You got to make the most of them.
You choose to spend maybe close to 1/24th of that with us, so thank you.
Yeah.
And please subscribe and like and all that
good
stuff.
Yeah, and listen to our other podcast as well. It is also good.
9, you asked me a question.
I did.
And I'm not going to say yet what 9's question was.
No, but wait a minute on it.
I said, let me think about that for a moment.
It's an interesting question that, you know, I'm sure people have thought about it, but have some actual criteria is great.
So I'll just say this before I say or you say what the question was. I'll say that I have looked it up on the online dictionary,
okay.
And the answer is a person's anus.
Yes. But is there another definition, though?
There is a second definition. It is a stupid, irritating, or contemptible person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Remind me of the question.
What makes someone an asshole?
No. Well, now the joke is ruined.
Oh.
You said, what's an asshole?
Oh.
And then I was like, I did my funny little thing there. And you're like, no, really, though, like a person.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have the personality traits here that this is something I just found browsing around on the internet like I do. We have the personality traits that apparently combine to create such. And it's all thanks to a study out of Athens, Georgia, and the University of Georgia. Thanks,
wow.
Y'all. Go Dogs. National champions in football.
Man.
Not women's basketball, though, huh?
They spent time and whatever at a university to find out this answer.
Yeah. Researchers from the University of Georgia did this.
Why? I mean, it's funny. Yeah, why not?
It is.
Do it.
It is. All right. So this is from studyfinds.org. Chris Malore. I hope that's your name, Chris Malore.
Maller.
Yeah. No, I think it's Malore. It might be Malore or something.
That's Morley.
Yeah. So everybody knows one or some or has known a bunch of them over time, obviously. Hopefully you dissociated yourself from them like you should have if you got good sense.
Right.
You don't need them around.
Mm-hmm.
Drag you down. Make you not as good as you should be.
Yeah.
Now,
other words for it, it's like jerk.
Yeah. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of those I was going to bring up. It's like, I'm literally not calling your mom a bitch. It's like when you call somebody a bastard.
Yeah.
Like, I know you know who your parents are.
Yeah, yeah, you do. I know. Yeah, your dad just dropped you off here.
Other words. It's not meant in that way.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, yeah, these researchers from the University of Georgia found that it's most likely to be middle-aged men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was this done before the Karen epidemic?
No, it was probably during that. But, you know, the Karens in your life might not be Karens to you. They're Karens to other people.
Whereas, they're Karens.
Whereas the middle-aged men they're thinking about, and I think about ones you know, ones you've known, they are to everybody they know. Matter of fact, they're more likely to act that way towards people they're close to than they are to strangers, whereas Karens more likely to act out to strangers than they are to people close to them. That's interesting as hell, and I just thought of that. Thank you for asking that and giving me that train of thought. That's interesting. But it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. My mom, before she started taking Paxil, she would lash out at people who worked at like Kmart or something, but never at me. Never at me. My dad would be, everybody who barely knew my dad thought he was the best. Everybody who really knew my dad didn't, you know, he was quite moody and ornery and not pleasant a lot of the time.
Interesting, the contrast that we have there.
Yeah, yeah, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, that is, man, I live for good conversation. And that right there is like, I mean, we're going to stay on subject, but how it went that way.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
I'm stimulated.
Yeah, right? Exactly. The traits most regularly displayed. Now, this is a small survey, only 400 people, but it's still some data to go off of.
Mm-hmm.
The regular personality traits include manipulative people, aggressiveness, entitlement. Which, yeah, yeah, that's it. And entitlement really is where the Karen thing comes in.
If I'm a...
No offense to anyone listening named Karen. We love you.
I know.
You.
It sucks to. It's like being Brandon.
Yeah. It's like, I imagine you were born in like, I don't know, your name was Richard, and then all of a sudden you're 8 years old, and they start, you know, there you go.
Well, it's like, I won't say their real names, but Mr. and Mrs. Cox named their son Holden.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
I know. And. Let's see, two of the main traits would be being manipulative and irresponsible. And those are concerning because that's where you get closer to, according to the guy who wrote this thing on studyfinds.org, that's where you get closer to being psychopath.
Okay.
Because if you're a big a-hole, you're well on your way.
Let me ask you this, and I mean this just very authentic and transparent as I can, but with no whatever. I'm already painting the picture of this person you're describing, and it's a white dude. Yeah. But is that only because I'm white, or folks of color? I don't know how you want to be described, but non-white listeners,
anyone of a different race,
do you know, like, you know, the same? Because when you hear the entitlement, and this is part of the culture, you hear entitlement, that puts you over here. And then when you say, and as this study points out, it's a man, and then you start saying these other words, it's painting the picture of a politician.
I'll say this. The only thing I'm really qualified to say on this matter is that my experience with people of different races is that typically the middle-aged men in those racial groups are a little more laid back than some of the white dudes I know. And not all, but some. And I will say that every Karen video you see, about 99 out of 100 are going to be a white lady.
Okay, we're going to stay on the subject. Put my finger down. But the Karen that is out there in the books is... Does Karen start throwing her drink at the employees or going behind the counter and fighting them? Because that's not usually that answer.
Drunk Karen would, yes.
Drunk Karen would, yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
You see that.
That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Now.
And then we could do a whole episode about douchebags.
Yeah. In a mini release, the lead author of the study is a person named Brinkley Sharp. This is a quote from them, from studyfinds.org. Quote, people didn't really have very much trouble figuring out who the biggest asshole in their life was, end quote. And that makes sense. And you'd be able to figure out one from you. Like, it's usually going to be a relative of yours.
Wow.
Thinking back, it's usually going to be a relative.
But is that not because, like, I was making the attribution that the guy in my mind that was...
Flashlight's on him. You don't have a dead battery.
You know how people would always butt dial for a long time?
Yeah.
I somehow butt flashlight myself.
There you go.
And I tell you, I walk funny afterwards.
Yeah, what were you in the middle of there?
You know, like I was saying, I've known more middle-aged, older, white dudes who are assholes versus any other.
Yeah.
But that's because I've been around them more. So do we draw an asshole in your family... Or the biggest one in your life could be a family member because you're around them more and grew up with them.
Well, yeah, you're going to draw from what you know and what you've experienced. That's the only place you have to draw from.
So, like, orphans, they can't do that.
No, they probably could.
Yeah.
They probably think of somebody.
I pray for the end of orphans.
Yeah.
Not their lives,
no,
but the need.
No, just that there are no more. That they have good, loving homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taken care of well. But, yeah, the ones people cited most were exes, old bosses, and estranged family members.
The minute you said it, I didn't zone out. I could not zero in on, I can't think. I forgive and, what is it I do? I forgive but don't forget. That's what I don't do.
Yeah.
That's still holding a grudge in a way, but in my mind, I rely on that to not make the same mistake again.
And even some people who've done you wrong over time, like even some old bosses we've had here, while they would screw you over in a way, I still wouldn't describe them with that particular word because they didn't have that personality. They just were crooked.
I know what you're referring to, but
you wouldn't describe that dude as with that word because he doesn't have that personality. He just did a crappy thing.
Are we in agreement he would be a dickhead?
You'd call him that, I guess, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he was always very pleasant to be around.
Yeah.
He just would, try to rob you. Yeah, which kind of is manipulation, but he still wasn't aggressive or make you want to just not have anything to do with him. But not because he was unpleasant.
Yeah. Well, at least they fed us lunch while they lied to us.
Yeah. He was not aggressive. Great. Certainly wasn't aggressive.
Yeah, there were two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
The other guy didn't know.
The other guy was, clue. Man, he was lame.
Oblivious.
He was just lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then some of them still say that the biggest a-hole they know is still a constant in their life, and those would be more likely to be friends, co-workers, or the person you're currently with romantically, your partner.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I can't have that. Everybody's had that at some point, though.
It's still a young relationship.
Yeah.
Not her young. I mean, she's younger than me, but not when I say young.
Well,
I don't mean that.
It's a new relationship.
Yeah.
Newer.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
But
with that, though, I still... Now, don't say a name, please, Jim.
Yeah.
Can you identify... my biggest ass, H. I don't want to keep saying
in your life.
Yeah, but don't say it. But just based off you knowing me, being my friend, being coworker for damn 20 years,
I got two guesses immediately.
I ain't got no paper and pen in here.
Yeah, I don't either.
You can text it to me if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll text it to you. We can keep it that way. There won't be no
because I can't read. I can't, or you can't read lips.
Yeah,
that's right. Plus, these are kind of loose fitting jeans today, guys. Shout out Conway Twitty. All right, I gotta open this.
There, I sent it to you.
Wow. Okay. At different points, both of those that you just texted me wore that medal.
Yeah.
Now, one of them is, life goes on, things get better or whatever.
Some people change for the better. They really do. And then you can kind of invite
age
them back
and mature
in.
And realize it wasn't even a... Now, the other thing you text there, I can't even say that would be.
Yeah, yeah.
As you know, that's more of a I feel sorry for than, there's still a...
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. If you have a certain answer you had that sticks out to you, text back. Or
look, I can't... I'm not, pandering, nor am I just trying to sit here and stall till I think of one. I can't... Maybe that's better to... thing
mm-hmm.
That I can't identify.
Yeah.
I have some people that aggravate me.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, but...
But I would never describe...
They're not mean people or anything.
Read my lip.
Yeah.
I would never would you describe that person
no.
as that.
No, never.
Do you have, I'm trying to think for you.
Probably the person who threw that hunk of concrete at me when I was 5 years old walking down the sidewalk out of that old primered out Camaro.
You tell that
probably
story.
Probably that person.
Say that story.
Yeah, I was just walking down the street in Poe Mill.
Did you just tell that story?
I was on C Street in Poe Mill walking on the sidewalk by myself from my friend's house half a block up.
It's Cooter
Street.
Going
back to the house. I had to cross one street. You know, those roads were not busy at all back then. I crossed, plus I didn't, my parents were not attentive, so I was crossing streets by myself at five,
mm-hmm.
which I shouldn't have been doing.
Did you have shoes on?
I was probably barefoot, to be honest with you. Nice. Barefoot a lot back then.
Yeah.
You know, grew up poor and redneck, you know. Didn't wear no shoes much. But but yeah, I was just walking down the sidewalk in this loud old primered out Camaro. Might have been a Trans Am, I don't really remember. But it comes by, and, you know, it's primer gray with some rust on it. And it comes by, and I get hit right in the belly by a hunk of concrete about the size of a big rock somebody throwed at me.
And if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass.
Yeah, so that person, probably still has the title to this day.
My God, I have to reveal something.
Though, I got other answers too.
That person was me, and I felt sorry about that. So all these years, I was down visiting my grandmother, and I threw that at you. Oh, funny. Look at that kid. I got him right in the gut.
Yeah.
And then that's why. No,
well, it wasn't you.
No, I would never drive a Trans Am.
Yeah.
I don't fit behind the steering
wheel.
Yeah,
they were tight back. This was like a late 70s, early 80s.
Certainly not then.
Because this happened about 1989 or 90.
Yeah, they have the adjustable seats now.
Really, yeah, mm-hmm. But it would have been 90, I imagine.
Whew.
Yeah.
That
didn't turn five until December in 89.
But then you're soul searching for that asshole. Like, you're thinking about it. Did that really... You're thinking about evil that was done to you that...
I wish I knew who it was. I'd punch him right in the mouth.
Even if it was like an old man?
Yes. Yeah. If the person was like 40 when they did it and now they're 70, yes. You still deserve to get punched in the mouth for that, old son of a bitch.
Wow. We should make that in a whole episode. Like, you know how everybody loves those murder podcasts and stuff? We're going to do it. We're going to go to Poe Mill. We're going to ask people, did you know anybody who drove a Trans Am? Everybody.
I mean, think about it. It's been 31 years ago. So even if you were like some 20-year-old punk, now you're in your 50s.
And then we find out that, you know, it was somebody that you knew.
Yeah.
Or it was one of the preachers.
I'm going to need Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez. Stat.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is that a reference to?
Only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
It's a good show. It's a good show. Yeah, it's a good show.
What is that on?
Hulu.
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 Hey, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, man, we got to take a break.
Oh, crap.
All right, we're good.
Okay.
Sometimes those don't sync up right, but I do what I'm supposed to do with it.
That's true. You know. We have limited access of what to do.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so that's a future episode. We find out who threw the hunk of concrete at you. But the point, though, is that I think if you can ask that question, and we'll get to what the definition to it is, a little more descriptive or whatever, but it's got to be something that's instantaneous. Like if somebody said, who's your biggest enemy? Yeah. I can't identify one.
Yeah.
I
don't really have any enemies in life. Anybody who's my enemy, I don't associate with anymore, so it's not an enemy.
Like, do you attribute that to business? Like with other, no,
mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Not that, no, but just no.
Yeah.
I've
never taken work seriously enough for that to be the answer.
True, you haven't.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. There's been people that have hoodooed me, screwed me over, whatever, financially.
Yeah.
But then I look back at it as, and I'm not trying to be on a soapbox, but I look at it as lesson learned.
Yeah.
An expensive one. It's like with my business. I've screwed up a bunch of stuff early on, but then I kind of learned, don't do that, do this. And then it's a financial loss, but it's a lesson learned.
Yeah.
Jesus put that on a shirt.
Yeah, yeah, man. And that's my thing, too. Like, I had a relative die several years ago who had a life insurance policy with me as a beneficiary. Had various ones for various different people in the family, too. The one I had was for $10,000. I didn't know this policy existed when the person died. So come to find out, sometime later, I paid for grandma's funeral. I paid $9,600 for grandma's funeral. Everybody else cashed their checks and went on and, you know, bought used cars and shit. But I never got mad about it. I wasn't mad about it when it happened. I'm not mad about it now.
Who do I need to go hit for you?
Nah, nobody, man. I wasn't mad about it at all. I consider it an honor to be the one who paid for grandma's funeral. I paid for the whole thing, man.
That's a cool way.
And it was nice, and she got put away nice, and everything was nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like, okay, it's an honor to do that. Y'all enjoy your Chevy Caprice. I'll enjoy this.
They're Camaros.
Yeah, whatever they got, you know.
Damn.
Enjoy your boat. It's an honor to do that.
You've never shared that with me.
Oh, yeah.
That's really wild.
I said a relative, and then I said grandma later. But, yeah, I was never mad about it.
You didn't say which one.
I don't hold any grudge about it. I wouldn't hold any grudge about it if I saw them right now. I mean, yeah. I'm fine with it. No issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
Sorry if I was loud. I had to move my microphone.
No, it's fine. Wow, man. That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It is wild. It's quite wild.
So is that the attrition you were putting, attribution rather, or maybe both, to family when you were saying what is the definition? A lot of people would say it would be a form or an ex or likely family.
Ex, family, boss, coworker, things like that. But yeah, I never took it serious enough at work, and then I don't really have, you know, I don't, a lot of times if you have enemies, you help to make those enemies. They didn't make themselves all the way. The only person I really hold a grudge against is the person who threw that concrete at a little kid.
Yeah, because
I was 5 years old, man.
Here's the thing, like, you might not have been the only fat little kid, to use your words,
yeah,
that they threw a hunk of
maybe not
concrete at. Maybe that was their thing, the concrete hunkers.
Yeah.
Chunkers.
Now, I have to ask you this question.
If it's you, by the way, 864-241-4318.
Yeah, call us. 864-241-4318. Leave a voicemail. We'll get in touch. We'll meet at Sky City parking lot over on Single Lane.
We'll get Keely Shea with an update.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unsolved mysteries humor.
I have to ask this question, too, as part of this.
Yeah.
And I know the answer.
You can ask. Open right now, dude.
I know the answer to this because I know my answer to this. My answer to this is unequivocally, oh, yes, yes, certainly, yes. Has there been a time looking back in your own life where you say, man, I was an a-hole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Big 100%.
Time. Absolutely.
I think anybody who's being honest with themselves can say that you've been through some bad times where
hot
you were
times,
not the best, and you were not easy to be around. You were aggressive or manipulative or some of those things. Not that you have to be forever, like, you know, people grow up.
Well, I don't want to use the word manipulative.
Yeah, I never really had that. But
I was manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly been that way a couple of times. But yeah, it's like when you're younger, you have a shorter temper. You don't know as much. You don't think as much.
Oh, for sure.
Your passions are different.
You
overreact to things.
My drive-through overreaction when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I slung the milkshake on the side of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody had to clean that up.
Yeah.
But it struck me early on about, like, picking up after yourself or... And this has got a good story behind it. Like, even at work or anywhere I'm at, if I see people just throw their paper towels on the floor or whatever, like my dad at one point in his life, he started off as a janitor and then ended up owning like a pretty lucrative janitorial company.
Mm-hmm.
But as a young kid, I remember my mom bending over to pick up something and my back hurts. That struck me every time I would drop something and just, think mom or daddy's going to get it. Yeah. I remember that. And I'm like, damn it, man. Oh, I can't be that selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that was Poe Mill days. I was under 9 years old.
Yeah, 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 man. Look, I had some bratty things as a kid, you know? And then even as a grown man, plenty of things that were definitely a-hole behavior at the time. You know, I think a lot of men would admit that, in their teens and 20s, obviously they did some things they ain't proud of. Not that you committed like major crimes or anything like that. You just were not short-tempered and angry and stuff at times.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
Can a woman be an asshole or is she a bitch? And I'm saying by social commentary standards.
I mean, I think either way is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't draw much difference between the two.
I don't draw that with any of those.
Whatever context you're using.
Right. Yeah. I've been telling you this off the air, obviously, you and Fat Boy from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah.
My thing in traffic is to call people titty dick, and I don't even know what that means. It makes no sense.
But that's not an angry thing. That's a funny thing.
It's a funny thing, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But the definition of, or a person that I can identify is the person who drives erratically, mm-hmm. with no care, and that faceless person also is mean to animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's...
Because you're just inconsiderate in general.
That's
me. You're inconsiderate of animals, you're inconsiderate of people, you're inconsiderate in traffic, you don't return your damn shopping cart to the cart corral or inside the store.
You know what? I was going to give you a compliment a moment ago, and I was like, you know what? I do that a lot, and I don't get it back too much. I'm kidding, but I'm being serious. I think about that when I with my buggy. Yeah. I'd sometimes be lazy and lay it there, or put it up on the curb. But I think about that.
It's one thing where it's just if you do it, it's strictly out of the goodness of your heart. There's nothing in it for you. There's no rule or law against it. You're not going to get in trouble if you don't do it. It's strictly out of the goodness of your heart and your basic level of consideration for other people around you if you take your cart back. That's all it is.
Have I ever been an asshole to you? It's totally
I think we
fine
both have
to
each other at times, yeah.
Wow.
When we were younger and shorter tempered, we'd take things the wrong way and get mad about stupid stuff.
I couldn't think of a single time I thought you were.
Oh, come on. You know you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And
I think we both would agree, on that. I have been and you have been too.
Yeah.
Just lately we've been pretty good, though. We're pretty chill now.
But, usually. But generally,
part,
though... No, I'm good too. I just admit...
What, you want to fight? You make some money?
What the hell's that supposed to mean? But do you when it? I love the thought of this. It's usually just it's being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate answer.
Yeah.
I use the examples of people who drive reckless. I don't even care. Do I? I used to use Star HP like crazy.
No, yeah.
Because I was looking at it from the point of view of safety. I don't care if they're drunk or if they're just driving. Like an a-hole because they're late.
Yeah, I've used it. I mean, I've used it several times in my life. I haven't had an occasion to recently, but look, if somebody is putting the general public in danger, it's worth calling in.
Yeah. But So it's not one person. It's people who are like with the animals and stuff. That's selfish, but also a level of, you know.
No.
I don't want to give any particular mental illness to it, but there's a little, there's some psychosis there.
Yeah.
Let's say that. And I'm not talking about the great wrestler.
No. Bless him with his horns.
Rest in peace.
Now, have you ever had occasion to do that? I've done this, I think, twice in my life. Just had somebody driving like a dick in traffic. And it would be somebody in the truck that said, now, no offense to any real businesses called this. It'd be, say, like Tony's Plumbing. Oh, and you know damn well that's Tony driving, and that's Tony's cell phone number on the tailgate of that truck.
Oh, I've done that.
That's one of the best things in the world, man.
Let's be honest. Yeah. What have you done? What have you said? Did you say, like, you need to quit driving like an asshole?
I'd call them up, straight up, start cussing them out, and they'd give it right back. It was fun.
And would he ever look back, or she look back in the rear view and realize?
I never had them realize who I was or which one I was.
Yeah.
Just that I'd been in traffic with them.
Yeah.
No, not that they ever said they did anyway.
That's freaking cool. Yeah. They ever call you back?
No, I never had a call back. Just a one-off thing.
Hey, Nine, I realized that was you. Was that one of your prank calls?
That's the thing. I don't think they ever called back because usually by the end of it, I was laughing. I start out mad, and then I get it out, and I'm just amused by it at the end.
Hey, guys.
They're all mad. I gave it to them.
Hey, guys, back at the shop. And here at Home Depot, listen to the Roz guys tomorrow. I think they take one of the prank calls on me. That was clearly Non.
You get older, and you eventually have some bad days, and you start to understand that, look, probably having a bad day. I ain't gonna get mad about somebody else's bad day. I'm not gonna let him make my day bad. I'm not gonna get mad about him having a bad day. Yeah, I'll get
I ain't
more
singing
more.
That song.
Unless
it's
just totally egregious, dangerous, and they almost kill you, then I get hot.
What do you mean in driving traffic situation?
Preferably.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like earlier, we were outside where our studios are. There's this really odd influx of geese and baby
ducks. We always have some, but not like this. This is a lot.
Yeah. How many did you say? How many?
There's 14 babies.
14 babies out there.
Are they goslings, right?
I don't know if they're Ryan or not, but regardless, you see that when they're crossing, as they should, when they're crossing over the road, you know.
There's a gosling, yeah.
You'll see, that's what you call a baby geese?
Yeah.
A baby goose?
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Goss. They're crossing the road, and you see people smiling to stop. They're just like, oh, my God, look at that. But, dude, if that's a guy wearing a backpack or just anybody crossing the road, people will like blow the horn.
Oh, yeah.
And well, the ducks don't know any better, but
neither does the guy on mushrooms with the backpack hiking.
A lot of times, no, but it's weird. And look, I'm a big time animal lover and supporter, and I'm trying to marry the two thoughts together of people who are selfish, but then are very like abusive toward animals or the like.
Yeah.
Then, you know, they're going to take the abuse out on something. There's people who used to abuse their own bodies, you know, cutters and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They were taking out the aggression on themselves
and
making themselves a martyr, many of them.
Yep. They do that.
It's very odd to me.
No, that's the only motivation. Other motivations for that sort of behavior, too.
Yeah. That's, you know, I think that's the sign of something good, though. Because I think if you'd asked me 5 years ago, I would have been still giving you a list.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. I would have been able to give you a list back in the day, but now, you know, water off a duck's back or a goose, as it were here. Or 14 baby geese.
Oh, man. Goslings. That was ducking awesome, Jeff.
No, thank you.
I like that.
Thank you very much, man.
Do you think there's any merit in doing a douchebag episode, or is that something that we just hash out right now?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I mean, I think this kind of covers that all general territory. I mean, that's just a little bit different there.
Yeah. The douchebag, sometimes he's trying, or she.
Yeah.
There's lady douchebags.
They don't have, they're not mutually exclusive here.
And they're not douchebaguettes. Yeah. Everybody is a, it's like actors now.
Yeah.
Truly down deep of the psychology of it, a lot of the douchebags are just trying to fit in.
Yeah,
but they don't fit in. That puzzle piece don't fit. The
but they'll
square
suck the life force out of you trying.
Out of those around them?
Yeah, and I don't like that. Basically, over the years of doing this job, I've become a really, really good judge of character for the most part. Not always right, but usually, generally, a good judge of character. Very good. Better than you. Not you, but them listening.
You're like MJF.
No, I've become a very good judge of character, though. And, when somebody rubs me the wrong way, I just don't associate with them. Not that I don't ever give him another chance if I see him somewhere else. A good friend of mine rubbed me the wrong way the first couple times I met him, and then we became real good friends once he got to know me enough to chill out about it. Not about, me doing the show or anything, just his energy and meeting a new person that he enjoyed.
Oh, Jeff Lewis Neal?
No, different guy. I don't want to say his name. That'd be an a-hole thing to do.
That would be. That'd make you one.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've talked about asshole, we've talked about douchebags. What about the scumbags?
Well, I know plenty of them. I don't associate with that type. I just don't associate with many people, man.
No, I was doing a Kanye joke.
Oh, what about you?
What?
Same question about the douchebags.
Douchebags?
Yeah.
I think in the past, I probably had a little douchebaggery going on.
We all have at some point. We can look back and say that, too.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a good vanity question or ego question or whatever. Do you look at pictures? Because I every once in a while would try to find a good throwback Thursday to put up.
Yeah.
I'm still one of the few that are still doing TBTs. And I look a lot of them I won't put up because I'm legit embarrassed of the way I was dressed or my hair or something. And I know I should everybody's got those pictures. But, dude, I dressed like a complete dipshit.
I mean, yeah, we
know what I mean?
Yeah, we've all been kind of in that spot.
But is that my vanity, though?
To some extent, yeah. And I mean, it's that might be part of the reason why I don't like pictures. I don't like looking back on stuff as much as a lot of people do.
That's
Most
true.
Most people love that, but I don't like living in, I like going forward. I'm all about forward momentum in life. And I feel like I'm, I hate going back to the past. I'm more concerned about the unknown future.
I don't remember what it was. I found a picture. It was you and I. We had met somebody real famous years and years and years ago, and it was like pre-digital photos, so it was just real pictures.
Yeah.
And I found a copy of it, and I gave it to you, and you're like, do you have a copy of this? Because we both were in it. I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, I was just going to let you keep it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't like pictures.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any albums when I was a kid left anymore or anything like that. Nobody
There's one of you in our office.
Yeah, I know there is. There's one. But yeah, I don't have any. I don't have much of that stuff in my life.
It was
lost or just thrown away due to mental illness and depression that my parents suffered from.
I hate the Kid Rock Sheryl Crow song.
Yeah, I do too.
I can't stand it.
I hate that.
But so it's, I should put the pictures up and just own the joke.
Yeah, pretty much.
And really, I'm trying
That's
to...
That's the only way to get over it, only way to get past it, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wore, Tommy Hilfiger carpenter jeans.
Everybody did, yes.
Painters,
I mean,
hats.
It would make... People would identify with it more than anything.
I got this great one, dude. I'm at Carowinds, and it's a painter's hat. You know, remember that style? And it had, wings on the back of it hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like a...
Badass,
a cape.
Bro. Yeah.
On a painter's cap.
Yeah.
I look like a... Dummy.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, I bet you
Rated
did.
Rated E for everybody.
Yeah, well, no. Can't take them all back now.
No, I know. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's a fun thing to...
Yeah, because everybody has been, is, or has known some, or does know some currently, or will know some in the future.
Yeah, some of you that are...
Some of you listen to this right now probably are.
Some of you, if not, will probably be one in your old age.
Or previously were.
That's where a lot of it kicks in.
Oh, yeah, there's some old ones.
I think I got mine out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like wilding out. They say if you marry your high school sweetheart and you maybe just had sex with just them, you're due to wild out down the road.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you wild out early and then marry the love of your life after your third marriage, well, then... Then it's meant to be.
Yeah, exactly is. I only had one marriage. I'm way behind schedule.
Well, I jumped the gun there.
I know. Anyway,
too many.
Man, you know something cool? We'll end on a happier note. You know what I'm gonna do when I get home from here?
We'll end on a happier note. What are you gonna? Oh, I know what you're gonna do.
What's that?
Well, I don't know that I should say.
Oh, well, not no, well, that's obvious. But what I'm gonna do while I do that? I'm going to eat some good food, and I'm hungry for lunch now.
Yeah, me
too. But also, I'm going to, on YouTube, they have entire blocks of Saturday morning cartoons from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be every episode from that Saturday morning and all the commercials for 4 hours. I'm going to start watching some of those.
I watched a whole thing of Toys R Us commercials.
Yeah.
And it would say, come out this Saturday, Chicagoland area, and meet Spider-Man.
Yeah, this would be like every Fox cartoon that aired the morning of May 26th, 1991 or whatever, you know, just whatever date it is.
Is this your channel you're promoting right now?
No. It's just various different channels do this, man. It's the coolest thing because it's every show and every commercial break for 4 hours, every stupid promo they ran, everything for 4 hours.
Holy moly.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's fun. Oh, I love old commercials.
Yeah, I do too, man. I love the old shows too. I don't watch new commercials at all, but I love the old ones when I was a kid. Didn't have any choice but to watch them.
The only people who watch new commercials are a-holes.
Or old people who don't know how to work stuff.
Oh, dang it. Hey, listen to this.
Or people who are watching live sports. That's when I watch new commercials.
This is going to wrap up After Hours with the Rise Guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And communicate with us, too, because let us know what your definition of it is.
Oh, yeah.
Also, between Nine and I, which one of us is the biggest? That'd be fun to talk about.
Yeah. That's fun.
For Matthew Harris.
I'm Nine, guys.
Well, you're just one.
I'm just one guy.
It's After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.